We're joined this morning now by Erie County Legislator Patrick Burke. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Later today, the legislature is going to vote on what could be, if passed, the strongest ban on plastic microbeads in the nation. Before we kind of get into the legislation, if you could, just outline the issue.
Certainly. Plastic microbeads, which are in many cosmetic products, face washes, toothpaste, et cetera, cause a significant amount of plastic pollution that's going into our fresh water system. Basically, they get washed down the drain. They're too small to get through, and they get through our filtration system. It's estimated that 19 tons of plastic microbeads end up in Lake Erie every year. It's thought that out of new plastic pollution, microbeads amount for about 90% of everything that's coming into our waterways.
The legislation that you're going to be voting on later today, exactly how will that be enacted?
So we left it open so that the administration could develop an appropriate policy. The Department of Weights and Measures often goes into stores to check things like cereal boxes to make sure that they're the weight that they claim they're being. So while they're there, they can also check to see if products are still on the shelves that contain plastic microbeads. I think they're still developing the policy, but you know, my position has always been that the legislature is the policy-making body of the county, and that it's up to the administration to carry out those policies to the best of their ability, and I think they're prepared to do just that. We're also talking about taking advantage of some environmental groups and some community groups and having a hotline where if folks see that products are still on the shelves with plastic microbeads, they can call on the hotline, and Weights and Measures can go check it out.
And I want to get into just a little bit about what that would imply, because Erie County would have a ban, but Niagara County might not have a ban, on and on and on. And I'm just curious if anyone has heard from retailers about perhaps the difficulty in trying to enact this policy here in Erie County.
So no, we haven't. We've had one industry sort of communication, and it was sent via fax without any return information. And I think the law is quite understanding and courteous of small business. It gives them 6 months after the passing of the law to sell off whatever product they might have. So I don't think this has been discourteous to business at all. And again, this is could be a major public health crisis. One issue, we've spent a significant hundreds of millions of dollars trying to clean up the rivers and waterways here in Erie County, and it would seem foolish that while we're spending all these government resources to do this, we would casually sort of throw all of this plastic pollution right back into the system that we've committed to cleaning up.
And finally, the politics of it all. What about that? The legislature, of course, is a Republican majority. Mm-hmm. Are there going to be enough votes for this ban?
Certainly. Well, I mean, I'm the sponsor of the legislation, and I believe I have all of the Democrats on board. The co-sponsor, the second author of this, the person who's been most supportive, is the chairman of the legislature, Republican John Mills. So I imagine at the very least with the Democrat caucus and Legislator Mills, we have the votes. But I anticipate most of my colleagues in the majority caucus also supporting it. I haven't had any major pushback, and at least in general theory, they've all agreed that it's an important issue, and that you know, even for economic development matters, protecting our fresh waterways is of vital importance.
Erie County Legislator Patrick Burke joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.